secret door, and behind this door is the black smoke.
We've always talked about every season we're just going to sort of scrape at the surface of the island a little more and go a little bit deeper. We're sort of now starting to unearth, you know, what's up with this four-toed statue that was obviously built a long time ago, and, you know, now we have hieroglyphics.
Grief, yeah, I think this is grief right here.
We have an expert in hieroglyphics, and we basically tell him what we want the hieroglyphics to say or insinuate, because hieroglyphics don't function as, I want to say, like, hey, man, can I have a cheeseburger? There are no hieroglyphics to express that sentiment, but if you want to say underworld or reincarnation, you know, certain concepts, there are symbols for that. We've seen the Dharma Initiative co-opted hieroglyphics for the clock design and the hatch, but, you know, what made them choose to do that? So we're starting to see that there are Egyptian influences on the island as well, so who knows how far back it goes. I do.
North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Bitter.
And welcome to the post-Emmy wrap-up edition of The Lost Podcast.
Not happy. Not happy at all.
Jack and I, very excited. We're like, you know what? Let's do a post Emmy show. It'll we'll be a lot of fun.
After Lost, because who got the most applause?
Lost. Yeah.
If you listen, I'm not trying to be... I sat there and listened to the applause, and Lost got the most applause.
So the applause-a-meter, by applause-a-meter,
oh,
Lost
yeah, I had
won.
My hand going up like, oh!
That's totally wicked!
Yeah.
That's so wicked!
But no, it wasn't wicked, because we didn't win.
No, we did not.
Well,
no, but
they didn't. We're part of the team.
Exactly. You know, we're like,
we're part of the Lost family.
It's like Damon, Carlton, Jay, and Jack.
Exactly.
I think pecking order.
I think we're ahead of Carlton now.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, so Damon, Jay, and Jack, Carlton.
There you go.
Okay.
Why not?
Sure. You know, knowing you, I'd probably think you would say Damon, Jack, Carlton, a million other people than Jay.
Actually, I was surprised you didn't just go Jay.
Because I'm not that kind of person.
Then a long pause.
As long as, because, you know, you like to say that I'm a jerk.
No, I don't like to be. I don't like to be.
So, yeah, Lost, at least they're nominated this year, but we got kind of.
Michael Emerson didn't win?
No, he did not. But I think that one was kind of. Michael Emerson should have won it.
Yeah, I think so.
He did an amazing job this year. Among many, many of the Lost actors this year, just put up top notch.
They should have had more nominations, but.
Yeah.
But hey,
we didn't get anything last year, barely, except for Terry O'Quinn won, but we didn't get any, like, the big ones.
Right.
But at least we're nominated this year. So.
And, you know, as much as I love Tom Hanks, and I've been following that guy's career from from Bosom Buddies. I mean, yeah. I've been a big Tom Hanks fan from, and I respect him and love all his work.
Uh-huh.
What was with those glasses?
You know, everyone had a lot of weird glasses on today. Was that some kind of like fashion statement or something that I wasn't privy to?
It looked like he went and stole his grandmother's glasses.
Because we couldn't make it to the Emmys today because, we had some family priorities.
And we weren't invited. So, going there. But what was with the glasses?
I don't know. But
Tom,
I saw a lot of...
If you're out there, if you're listening, if you give us a call, 206-309-0311, you can call anytime. Just say, hey, Tom, hey, Jay and Jack, I was wearing those glasses because...
Maybe that was some like anti-Lost thing. It's just like, we're going to wear these glasses, make sure Lost
Maybe it was
win.
Because they don't wear glasses like that on Lost.
No, well, Sawyer does.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe they were like giving a shout-out to Lost wearing the funny glasses.
So Tom Hanks was giving a shout-out.
Yeah, because he said, you know what, they should have won, so I'm going to give them a
because
shout-out.
Because every time John Adams came up, who was cheering for John Adams?
You. Yeah.
I was cheering. So Tom. I was in your corner. So I need to know what's up with the glasses.
And we love everything in the Playtone Galaxy.
Exactly. That thing you do.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite. It made my top 40 of all time. You go back and listen to the 23 and a half hour podcast. You'll find that out. Another thing. I know we're off topic here. It's not just about Lost. But
well,
Emmys,
it's all about Lost.
Lost. What's with the host?
Yeah, the host is lame.
Come on. I mean, I love Jeff Probst. Mm-hmm. That's a Survivor. But
it's just,
Heidi Klum.
Ricky Gervais, though, was hilarious.
That was hilarious. And Don Rickles. Because even
Don Rickles, your
sister comes down and goes, who's the old guy? I go, well, he's hilarious. Just listen to him. And he was funny.
Yeah, he
still, we checked his age. Is 85, 80?
Something like that.
he's up there, but he was hilarious.
Spot on.
Yeah, and spot he on. And he won an Emmy, so which was nice.
Yeah.
But he's going to be on Lost, I think. So that does that count? He's Jacob.
Well, yeah, so overall, great Emmys, even though our Lost did not win.
But next year, because last year they had Seacrest.
Yeah.
This year they had the five. Let's get someone funny. Seriously. Steve Martin was funny.
You know, I know it's a small part, but can we get, you know, someone who will.
But really, don't you want to laugh?
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, I think I didn't really feel as bad because the people like Steve Martin, Ricky Gervais, Don Rickles,
The Colbert and...
yeah, Stephen Colbert, Jon Stewart.
They were funny.
You know, they all put out funny performances, so it didn't really matter so much that the hosts were kind of lame.
I guess.
But overall, good Emmys. Jorge Garcia made an appearance.
Yes, the plane.
So explain what was going on in the beginning.
That was they were doing different clips, I think, from...
well, like actors from different shows, like
doing different things,
catchphrases
from TV shows. And so Jorge Garcia did, was it Herbie Velasquez from Fantasy Island?
Mm-hmm.
The plane, boss. And that was from, since he's on an island.
Exactly. See, so, it's fitting.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And he was on a plane that crashed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it had to do with. But Ricardo Montalban didn't go, welcome to, I don't know where I'm at. What year is it?
But most of the cast was there, and they did give interviews. I actually have a clip from Mr. Asiello himself.
Really?
I did some interviews with Daniel Day Kim and Emily DeRaven.
Really?
Yeah. So
she was there?
Yeah, I'm going to play these clips.
So that's why we weren't invited. You had, you're not a stalker anymore. You've lost your...
But the restraining order is still there, and that's why we really couldn't go.
Was Matthew Fox there?
I'm not sure.
Then if he wasn't, I could have gone. So, we kid.
But I do have a clip from that.
It's funny. I was, are you kidding me? It's like Mad Men. I've heard this is a great show.
Yes.
But I've not watched it. So that right away should say, hey, Jack hasn't watched it.
It's not a real TV show.
He watches Lost. Okay, so let's give it to Lost. I really thought Lost was... I was hoping...
I kind of felt they weren't going to win.
But when I heard the applause, I go, hey, okay, they got a chance.
I mean, sure, that it's the people's, but it's like the Emmy, it kind of has trends, and you can kind of feel the trend for Mad Men. But I think that next year is going to be Lost Emmy year, because it's going to be the last season, or the next
season.
So whatever the last Emmys were, Lost can win something. They'll win.
The 62nd annual Emmy Award.
62nd.
62nd. Yeah, what did I say, 62? The 62nd.
I think
Emmy
that
Award.
Will be the year for Lost.
Okay, so we got a year to wait.
Yes.
Or 2 years.
2 years, I think. I don't really...
Does it hurt because they're a fall replacement show now?
No, I think it's more... It's in trends, you know, they won big for their first season. And I think it's very, you know, political. It's like, oh, well, they won big, so now we're just going to kind of chill out for a while, and then we're going to give them the awards like the last one.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Oscars. They didn't really give anything to Lord of the Rings until the last one. They went, oh, now let's give them all these awards now.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so that's why that's my prediction. That's my crackpot theory of the week, that Lost will finally win big at the Emmys in the last Emmy that they're eligible for.
Well, we better hope so.
Yes. But let's get into these interviews now. They are kind of spoilery, especially Emily DeRaven's interview. So if you don't like it, this is about 2.5 minutes. Skip ahead 2.5 minutes.
I would play it safe 3. Because I'm sure Jay will come back and ramble on about nothing.
All right.
And maybe I'm going to dig in deeper and find out what was with Tom Hanks' sunglasses. Not sunglasses, his eyeglasses. So if you're dying
his
to know,
glasses?
His glasses. Glasses he was wearing.
There you go.
Eyeglasses.
Just call them glasses.
Well, people, I don't know. I'm still just like, when I first
you're still
saw,
in shock?
What is up with that?
All right, here we go.
Obviously, it's got to be a lot more fun having the show be nominated.
Yes.
Why do you think the show was nominated this year and not last year? Do you think was there anything creatively that you sensed was better about the show?
I don't know. That's actually more a question for you, isn't it?
Yeah, but they want to hear it from you. As a fan of the show, though, did you feel like last season was maybe a turning point or like a big change for the show?
You know, what I will say is that, you know, our show is unique in that every year it changes tone, changes narrative style, and I think for some people they have a preference as to what kind of show they'd like to see. And maybe last year it didn't resonate with the Emmy voters as well. So, but it's nice to be back.
Yeah. What can you tell me about the season? Obviously, I know you can't say much.
My character's fate is up in the air a little bit, but I think if you keep watching, you'll be rewarded.
Okay. And have you been in Hawaii yet this season, shooting any episodes?
Well, I just came from Hawaii yesterday.
That's a good sign.
One could interpret it as such.
So the show's nominated this year. It wasn't nominated last year. What do you think it was about last season that maybe sort of the voters enjoyed?
You know, I think they really stepped it up a notch and, you know, brought a lot of new elements in and just mixed it up a lot. Made it a lot more confusing, basically.
Yeah, basically. But that's okay. That's why we love Lost.
Exactly.
There's rumors going around that you might not be on Lost this season, but you would come back for the sixth season.
Yes.
That's
yes.
The truth.
Claire disappears for a while.
Where is she?
Not quite sure. That's up for a question. Yes.
So now when you found out about that, what was your reaction? You're like, hi, we're going to give you a year off, but then we want you back after that.
You know, I'll miss everyone, but it's also, you know, great for me because I can, you know, go and maybe, you know, work on some other things. So it's, you know, it's kind of good and bad, you know. It's sort of, it'll be fun, though, to do some other work and then come back and see everyone again.
But you will definitely be back for this final season.
Yes.
So that was Daniel Day Kim and Emily DeRaven giving interviews.
And you did
the Emmys.
You even did your impression.
What do you mean?
Your impression of Emily.
Do stay away from my baby. You don't know Charlie.
Poor Charlie.
Poor Charlie. Who's Charlie?
I don't want him anymore. Want some coffee? Poor Claire.
I know. Seriously, we give her such a hard time, but
you know,
she deserves it.
If you saw her there, if you saw her there, would you say, hey, what's the deal? Why'd you give up on Charlie so quick?
You know, yeah. Well,
would that be the question
you
ask?
You can't really ask Emily DeRaven, because that's not her. She's the actress.
They're real.
The writers.
They're real. You got it. You'd have to ask her. Say, what's the deal?
Uh-huh.
Sawyer and Kate needed coffee, so you just said, hey, I'm in mourning 6 hours ago.
This is another from Entertainment Weekly, pre-Emmy party in Beverly Hills. Daniel Day Kim spilled a little tidbit about the very bad things that supposedly happened to the
Wait, what? We only said 2.5 minutes.
Okay. Skip ahead, like
all right,
30
so
seconds.
Skip ahead 30 seconds.
All right. Happened to the Left Behinds after the Oceanic Six were rescued, thus the ones that weren't the Oceanic Six. There are definitely consequences to the moving the island. There are some that will pay a heavy price. Some will suffer physically. Some will suffer psychologically.
I didn't like taking psychology either.
And at the HBO Luxury Lounge at the Four Seasons Hotel, Jorge Garcia dished that he got the first scripts for season 5. He was shocked, and that Hurley has some big changes in store for this season.
Wow.
Source E Online.
Hmm. So Jorge Garcia was at the party too.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying we weren't invited.
We're nobodies.
That's
just
not
podcasters.
That's not what you say. You say all the time, why aren't we invited to these parties?
I do not say that.
That's what he
Please.
Says. He says it every... Because I'm not a party guy. I'm a clubber.
Wait, you're a clubber. That means you're a party
I'm a clubber, but I'm not a party guy. I can go to clubs.
You're a lover, not a fighter?
Exactly. I'd feel out of place at these parties anyway.
So, you know, I just want to take the time right now to... even though... Mike Emerson didn't win, and they didn't win for best, but they just say congratulations for an awesome season, and the actors and actresses, everybody, they just did an amazing job in season 4. It definitely was an Emmy-caliber
I think we said
season.
We said all season it was outstanding. And
so don't feel bad if you didn't win the Emmys, because Jack and I say you deserve them.
Right. And I think you can put that on your mantle.
Yeah, well, you can put that in a resume.
Exactly. Jay and Jack said we should win.
Jay and Jack approved.
Right. And they'll go, oh, okay, you're hired.
It's a shame I can't do that for myself.
Yeah. we can't talk about yourself because that makes you a braggadocious. So.
That makes me Ricky Henderson.
Right. Well, Ricky Henderson doesn't brag about himself. He talks about him in third person.
Well, exactly.
So that's not really bragging about yourself. If you talk about yourself like you're not there.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So you can't, if you're bragging, never mind. It's
See,
late.
I win.
It's
I
late.
Win, you lose.
It's like when you say, Ricky plays well.
Speaking of awards.
Yes.
The 4th Annual Podcast Award nomination process has begun through September 30th, I believe, for nominating podcasts.
And we said this earlier on an earlier podcast at Jay and Jack.
Jack
I can't believe Jay's pimping himself out for the Best Produced Podcast.
It's not pimping out. It's just this is what we're going for.
Why are we going for it?
To give you more jokes for another year.
You are the joke. We don't need to, we don't need to go on for another year.
In all fairness, that's probably the one we could win easier.
Really? And well, who are we going up to against?
Don't know. This is like this is the nominating process.
Yeah,
this is like early process.
Wow.
Okay.
I still have the award sitting on my desk.
Yeah, we're supposed to like share that every 6 months.
I said take it, but you'd lose it.
That's right. It's safer there for right now.
Yeah.
Once we get a big studio, then we'll have it like in the awards
case. The big studio. We had such plans to build this studio, and we said,
wait, how much is that? Never mind.
How many thousands of dollars? Are you kidding me?
Do you see us?
We should do a Ustream.
Yes.
And actually pan around and show what we actually have to work in. And I think people, if they saw what we have to work in, would go, all right, I'll let them ramble on a little bit. I'll cut up some slack because that's a real pigsty that they're working in. Because I don't like to, this is like, not me.
Uh-huh.
This is
what I do. Actually, I do this for you to keep you on your toes.
I'm Felix Unger. You're Oscar Madison. We said this before. Oops, I'm sorry. I just knocked over your Ghostbuster stuff. But whoa!
This is more. Now I'm losing. More like cars and crap that I'm selling.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's the 4th annual Podcast Awards. We are going for the producer best produced,
sexiest podcast,
and the entertainment best in entertainment award. Again,
we're not going for sexiest.
There's no sexiest award. If there was, we'd just get that automatically.
Yeah, it's true. Not really. We look great on radio.
No. No, actually, if sexiest, it would have to go to Jen's voice because
that's well. What am I even thinking?
See, it would just Jen would win that hands down. Okay,
that is true. What am I even thinking?
That's what I'm saying. So we wouldn't be up.
I'll just give it to Jen. Give it to her now. But best produced would have to go to the transmission.
I don't know if they're going for it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but come on.
What? You can't just give me credit.
There's better.
All the work that I do, can't just give me a pat on the back.
Am I an honest person?
After all the work I do.
You do work hard.
I have to put up with you for the almost 3 years. We're coming up on our third year anniversary, and you can't just give me a pat on the back.
That's right. October.
October
1st. Wow.
Is our third anniversary.
So what are we doing?
I don't know. You want to have a party or something?
Why don't we have like a party? People can call in and say what they don't like about you.
Okay.
And what they like about
me. But almost 3 years putting up with your bull crap, and you can't just give me one pat on the back.
Oh, you know I'm just teasing you. All the work you do on this thing is amazing.
Whatever.
I've told you that 1,000 times.
Okay, whatever. Ed Hockley thinks I'm awesome, and that's all that matters. I don't need your praise.
He's crying. He's actually crying.
But best produce and best entertainment, just put in the last podcast, jayandjack.com, and press enter.
You know what? Just put J. That'll make him better. Put the last podcast with J. That'll make him happy.
It's the last podcast, jayandjack.com.
Never mind. I talked about this before.
Yeah, you did.
I thought we could only win once.
If you win the best produced category or best in entertainment, those are like the big ones. That's like best picture, best director kind of thing.
I think this is mine.
That is mine.
I think that's mine.
You lost yours. So
stole it.
Check out podcastawards.com and vote for nominate the Lost Podcast in the best produced entertainment section.
It's on our front page.
Yeah.
You can't mess it.
All right.
It has Jay's big melon on there.
All right. So are you ready for listener feedback?
Yes, let's
get
to listener feedback.
We got some calls for our last episode. So
yes,
here we go.
Let's go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so this is in our feedback time. Got some calls to get into here today.
Now go ahead.
here we go.
What do you think?
I'm just saying.
Normally,
you know,
I drink the water while you're doing that.
I know, but then you go.
I drink the water when you're doing that.
I said, I usually go, are you ready? And you go, yep.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. It's Aaron from Seattle. My last message got cut off for some reason. Actually, I just want to ask you, second of all, what did you guys think of the new J.J. Abrams show, Fringe, if you guys get a chance to watch it? Since we don't get to watch Lost right now, I thought maybe that would be kind of a cool thing to talk about. I noticed that some of the music and the sound actually reminded me a lot of Lost, and of course the show is a lot different. But anyway, just wanted to know your thoughts. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is David Rex from Eagle Rock, Missouri. I was going through the Lost characters on Wikipedia and came across Danielle Rousseau. And whenever I went down to the reception section, I found this. Jay Gladfelter of Huffington Post opened his review for Meet Kevin Johnson with the sentence, "Well, Michael is officially back. But what the hell? Russo is dead?" I just thought I would go ahead and put it out there. I mean, Jay Gladfelter, are you now doing some stuff for the Huffington Post, or are you just a common name? All right. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Vincent815, and I'm here to tell you that to move forward our campaign to save the log-carrying guy 08, I have newfound hope. Even though most of the log-carrying guys from Flight Oceanic 815 have died and there are a few of them left, we fail to remember those log-carrying guys on the others' camp. Remember in the last scene, one of the last scenes of season 4, whenever Richard Alpert is about to tell John Locke all the secrets of the island, there are about 20 or 30 log-carrying guys from the others that are still there to keep this campaign alive. So, we still must focus our attention on saving the log-carrying guy. Oh, wait. Vincent, 815 from Texas. Thank you.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nate the Great from Boise, Idaho. Not to be confused with Iowa. I hate it when people mix those up. We're in different parts of the country. Anyways, I should probably keep my voice down a little bit. I'm calling you from work, and we're not really allowed to make personal phone calls during working hours, so, you know, I guess this would not be considered a business phone call. Anyways, I love your podcast. I just discovered it back in February, and I've just been listening to it, looking forward to every episode. You just don't post them often enough. And I just want to tell you, I listen to it. I work as a custodian here at the great university here in this city. And I get to listen to you guys talk every night while I'm scrubbing toilets. And you have no idea how enjoyable scrubbing toilets has become thanks to you guys. So I just want to thank you for that. Also, I bought one of your, what's it called, Save the Log Carrying Guy t-shirts. And let me tell you, I get so many questions about that. What in the heck is that all about? And I tell people, oh, well, it's about Lost. Don't you people watch Lost? And they go, there are more important things to do with your time than watch TV. Get a life, man. So, thanks. Really like the t-shirt. I like your show. I like the show Lost, and I can't wait for the new season to start. Anyways, don't really know why I called, other than I've never called before, and I just felt like doing it now, because it was either do this or scrub toilets, and, well, this is just a little bit better than scrubbing toilets. So, hey, keep up the good work. We'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Lost recap!
All right. Thank you for those calls.
That was Nate from Iowa?
I don't know.
It's Idaho. I'm just kidding. He says people. It's funny. I go, "Where's he from?" And Jay goes, "Boise, Iowa." I'm not kidding. That's what he said. I said it's Idaho.
See, I think Boise, he talked about it and it messed up my
Boise,
brain.
Boise, Iowa,
and it messed up my
Boise,
brain.
Boise, Iowa.
But anywho,
I get strange looks when I wear my log carrying guy shirt too.
Yeah,
I really do. I mean, people ask me what it's about. I go, "You know, hey, watch Lost," and the people say more important things to do than watch TV. Come on.
Seriously.
There's nothing more important than what anybody says about scrubbing toilets and stuff like that. I feel like I'm recording in a toilet. The way this place looks. I'm not kidding. Don't flush. Don't flush till I get out.
You know, Weird Al Yankovic recorded his first demo in a bathroom stall.
I did not know that.
So there you go.
So we can only go up from here. Vincent815, he is right about the log carrying guys. There are log carrying guys.
There is.
So the others, unless they speak.
And once Jack gets his ducks in a row, we have a big next step in the log carrying guy process.
I am working on a song to save the log carrying guy.
Exactly.
Like we said in the Jay and Jack show, I'm ripping off another song,
mm-hmm.
but I'm mixing up the words and
yeah,
and I think it's gonna be, it might go gold.
You know, I had an idea. I was maybe gonna talk to you off the show, but I think I should say it right now. For your song, maybe we should get like an all-star group of podcasters and they'll all sing like different parts of the song and have like a final chorus. Everybody
singing
the song.
I'd be cool with that. Well, also, I wanted people to put together, we were going to have a contest. uh-huh. once the song's out there, someone could put out the best video mm-hmm. with the song, like you put it on YouTube, and then we can
yeah.
vote on it. We post it here, and then we'll send it on YouTube, uh-huh. and then people can vote on it, and we'll get some kind of prize out there.
Something Day like with Jack.
There we go. Yeah. That would be fun. I could bring my Tom Hanks glasses. And then he was, it's funny how he said log carrying guy t-shirts, and people have been saying that. Well, my dad wants a t-shirt. He goes, yeah, where do I get that lumber guy t-shirt? I go, what? I go, what is lumber guy? He goes, that shirt you're selling. I go, log carrying guy.
Jeez, dad. What's, come on.
Geez, you're just not in with it. You're not hip. Come on. You old geezer. I do say that to him. I say, you're an old geezer because, well, he is. He's old.
It's funny.
He's older than me, but he said lumber guy shirt. Lumber. I go, what? I wasn't catching on because
yeah.
he's old and he says a lot of stupid things. So.
Yeah, I know. I know that feeling. You know, dad says stupid things
you get
a lot.
Old and, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So David says something about you on the Huffington Post.
Oh, yeah. I guess like on a couple of the character things on Wikipedia, they have some of the stuff that I wrote for the Huffington Post cited in the character feedback or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's exciting.
But yeah, I'm an entertainment writer for the Huffington Post. I usually just do Lost stuff.
Would you really classify the stuff you write as entertainment?
No, like it means I write about stuff in entertainment.
I think when you're putting people to sleep, I really don't think that's
I'm writing about stuff in entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Is what I'm,
I see, because it's not really entertaining.
Yeah, so during the last season, I did post Lost like recap.
They're not
things.
Making miniseries on anything you're writing, so it's really not entertainment.
And recently, I'm going to start actually getting into talking about other TV shows. I did an article about Ghostbusters, and
don't you think you're overextending yourself now?
Huh?
You have this great idea we're supposed to be working on, and here you're going to be going on about something else.
It's not. It's just writing a three paragraph thing every now and then.
All right. Okay. All right. And then
I gotta keep up my prestigious post at the Huffington Post.
Prestigious post at the but let's classify it not as entertainment. You're reporting.
Well, I say I'm the entertainment writer because Huffington Post is also a lot of other things, but I am in the entertainment section. I do not deal with the political side of things. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I don't know anything about politics enough to discuss it in that matter.
No, that's a safe way out of it. Everyone knows something about politics.
Well, I know. I'm just saying I'm not like I don't think I'm qualified to discuss like in a public setting like that.
Okay. All right.
But anywho.
And then Aaron was talking about The Fringe. We talked about that on the Jay and Jack show. Yeah, I'm watching it, but I got to admit the second one wasn't as entertaining as...
Yeah.
And I said probably the reason why, because we were at the Comic Con. There was about 1,000 people there.
And it was fun.
It was like going to the movies.
Yeah.
They made sure you didn't have your cell phones on.
Well, no, poor Ryan from the transmission had his laptop. I think he was like Twittering updates about it. And the security guards came like, sir, you got to put that away.
Okay. There was no argument from Ryan. He's like, okay. And then you had your phone. You got your phone out. And I went, and the guys were walking by and I covered it. I said, put the phone away.
I don't think they would have really cared.
Yeah, they were walking.
They were pretty strict.
They were walking
admit.
Around everywhere, making sure no one was taking pictures and stuff like that. And but I enjoyed it because it was like a movie setting without being interrupted by cell phones. So it wasn't. It just you were saying the same thing. It just wasn't. It didn't catch my. I mean, I watched it.
Yeah,
I thought it was good. It was like I knew it was going to happen. For some reason, I knew the whole. I won't give away if no one's seen it. But the first episode, I was like going. I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
The start of it, and I was like, okay. But it didn't grab me as like Lost, but...
It didn't feel like as fresh, new, and original, and like, you know...
But I watched it by myself, too, and it wasn't there where you could feed people off and stuff like that. But I'm not getting into it like I did... I've said I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly. And even J.J. Abrams has said himself in interviews and stuff like that, that it's not going to be like Lost. It's going to be more... You don't have to watch 1 through 3 to watch episode 4. It's going to be very... kind of self-containing episodes.
You were saying to Joshua Jackson you didn't like his Boston accent.
No, I'm a big I'm a big Pacey Joshua Jackson Mighty Duck.
He's
Charlie
your, he's
Conway.
Your good, he's your good bud.
Yeah. And no, and I was just kind of.
What was his
but
best?
Maybe it's just gonna take a while for the characters to really gel and all that kind of stuff. Because even watching X-Files the first season, is it Gillian Anderson playing Scully? She was a little rough, too. So,
well, we've talked about that before. Like, she's still skeptical. It's like season 8, she's still thinking, I don't believe in...
No, by season 2, Scully, like, It's way better.
I haven't got that far. But you said there was a Charger fan though in the X-Files.
There must be in the writers because there's an episode with a big Chargers fan, and then there's like in the actual credits there's a throwout to the Chargers.
And really, who isn't a Charger fan?
Exactly. Anywho, that's that for anything else in listener feedback?
No, I think we covered it all.
We covered everything?
Make sure you get your lumberjack shirt. Save the lumberjack guy.
Oh, is it lumber guy?
Lumber guy. Lumber guy, whatever you said. Go on.
All right. Geez. Ready to close out the show there, Jack?
Yes.
All right. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Just a little short one.
Special post-Emmy wrap-up.
Right, hey, all right.
Which would have been a lot cooler if we won some stuff. That's okay, we're still doing it.
It would have been cooler, too, if we were on the red carpet.
Yeah.
We're on the dirty carpet here.
Hey, at least it's not as bad as Cleveland.
And we've had a lot of emails from people. I think we've talked about this on a couple shows, about, you know, how we're friends. You know, we've got to meet Ed Hockley and stuff like that. And, of course, we're Charger fans and people.
Yeah.
And I guess he's been taking a lot of heat from Charger fans. And I've said on a couple podcasts that, hey, I don't blame him. I blame the Chargers. The defense gave up 39 points.
Yeah.
I can't blame him. You know, mistakes happen. They're human.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, refs are human, too. They're not machines.
I mean, it wasn't like something he did on purpose and intentional. Yeah. You know, I've said before, I ref hockey, but obviously not his level.
And he's been a stand-up guy about it. He said he made a mistake.
Yeah,
and he was answering like everybody's email personally.
Right. And he got some death threats. It's just ridiculous. And,
yeah, so take it easy, guys.
Plus, he's a Lost fan. Come on.
And us Lost fans, we got to stick together.
Right. So I'm not bitter about it.
No.
Because we had, 10 emails right away.
Yeah.
I thought he was your buddy. I'm like going, well, I go, you know, big deal, you know.
Yeah.
If it had been 13, 14 and that would have happened, all right, then maybe I would have it worked out, and then we're gonna have a conversation.
But, well, I mean, you know, it's all like it's if we didn't actually know Ed Hockley and got to meet him and all that kind of stuff. Ed Hockley, yeah.
No, because he's big. I probably wouldn't say anything. Yeah. Anyway, no, yeah. Seriously, I wasn't upset at the time.
No,
I was upset. I was just like, okay. And then you had another chance to stop. You still didn't stop. I know we're off topic here, but it is kind of topic because it is he's a Lost fan. So anyway, we're not mad at Jed. It's cool.
Yeah, seriously.
So, get off his back, and
we still love you.
Still a great ref.
You're still a geek.
Yes, you're still the biggest geek, biggest Lost geek out there.
All right, guys, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
It's 206-309-0311. Call anytime. Lost Worst Comments and our theories. You almost messed up the 3 on that one.
What did I say?
You almost went 209.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. Check the tape. 206-309-0311.
And Tom Hanks, remember, if you're out there. What's up with those glasses?
Okay. Also, send us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And I promise to catch up on every email this week. I'm all done with all my stuff except writing the song.
Check out our website at jandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2.com.
Check out Jay's entertainment section.
You can check out my entertainment blog on the Huffington Post at huffingtonpost.com/J-Glatfelter.
Leave a positive comment.
Why do you're hating? You're hating
on
the J today.
No, I'm saying leave a positive comment. Okay, leave something right. Positive. Okay. I'm trying to be peppy. Something hip. Something
snappy.
Something snappy.
nominate The Lost Podcast for the 4th annual People's Choice Podcast Awards in Best Produce and Best in Entertainment.
Not after today's show.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time on The Lost Podcast. Hasta luego.
The next time we're doing a Lost Podcast, I hope to have this song done.
What's next weekend?
I can't do it next weekend.
Well, the first is coming up, so you should probably have it by the first.
I'll have it by the first.
Let's see.
So you're going to have... Who do you want to have sing it? Just different Lost people?
We might not be able to do that then. We should just have our third year anniversary, then we'll do the last one after the log carrying guy show.
We're
after
in
that.
Vegas after that, though.
Well, we can record it before then.
Right.
So we'll record it that weekend before. So next show will be our third year anniversary show.
If you want to call up and just say anything that you've liked, disliked,
yes.
Whatever you feel, we're an open forum here. You guys,
yeah, exactly.
We can take it.
Yeah, give us a call.
Of course, if we don't like it, we won't play your call.
Exactly. It's that easy.
That's just the way it is.
But 206-309-0311, with your thoughts on our third anniversary, 3 years of podcasting.
Really? It seems like it's only been a couple years.
It seems like it's only been 2 years and 11 months.
I still think the amazing thing is never thought it would last more than 3 weeks.
But you had a producer there that was there and said, you know what, let's do it. Let's do it again.
And in that respect, you did push me and kept bugging me. I said, all right, snot-nosed kid, let's go finish it. Let's go do this and get it over. And we're still working on the Autism Speaks one. We've had a couple PMs and emails, people saying they'll come down to Raleigh.
Yeah, we're just trying to get a good venue.
We're just trying to get a good place. We're thinking the ice rink would be the best place. We finally got the boss, my wife, to kind of cave in a little bit, but we got to talk to the owner.
Yeah.
And we're working out a deal with them. They'd get something, the Autism Speaks. We're not getting anything, but Autism Speaks would get something, and it'd be like skating. We're trying to get a band there. Maybe Jay could play guitar. Maybe I could sing, you know, which would be
worth the price of admission alone.
It would be awful, but that's okay. But we'd have a good time and stuff like that. We'd maybe get some other podcasts.
And if we can't
get
the rink, I think we should do the new Raleigh Convention Center.
We're not going to get the Raleigh Convention Center.
Why not? It's not that big.
The whole idea of having a telethon, a podcast, to raise money is to raise money for the cause. You don't want to have to raise money to pay for the venue, and then you have no money to give to the cause. What was the beauty of
last
year
work.
Is every penny went towards the cause.
I know. I'm just saying, if we make it a big Raleigh thing, too, we get just regular Raleigh people to know about us in it.
I don't know if we want that.
What, are you an elitist now? You don't want the regular common folk?
I don't know. It's not going to be a tractor pull contest.
All right, guys. We've talked long enough. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.